Nailed Hard, A Sugar Daddy Tale. Savannah has a tendency to send her benefactor several videos of herself throughout the day. Images of her big tits, nice ass, and luscious pussy are definitely favorites in the sugar daddy's phone. This man had been taking care of her for years with no signs of slowing down. Everything from expensive clothes, designer shoes, and tons of gifts overflow her closets. Savannah felt pretty good, being debt-free and all, but now was time to have a face-to-face encounter. On the phone, "I can't wait to see you tomorrow," Savannah said. Her sponsor replied on the other end, "Wear something sexy for me. I'll see you soon." The next morning, the busty brunette buys a lingerie set that will definitely do more than just turn heads. After preparing for her day of love, Savannah takes a shower and gets dressed. An hour later, the doorbell rings, and the sugar baby eagerly answers it.
"My, my. You look absolutely stunning," the guy communicates.
She gives him a big, pretty smile while leaning up against the door.
"Thank you. Come in."
Savannah opens the door wide and welcomes Gary inside. "By the way, I love when you wear knee highs," Gary mentions. Blushing, the big breast babe stands wearing a black lacy panty and bra set with the matching high heels. The rich businessman came appropriately dressed in jeans and a suit coat.
"Get over here. I want to feel you."
Gary lets it be known. The hot woman walks over in front of him, and without wasting any time, he pulls down her bra. Kissing on her neck, he grabs Savannah's voluptuous tits and squeeze.
You are the softest thing that I have felt in a long time."
Closing her eyes, the sugar baby embraces Gary's advances and gets ready to take it in a new direction. She walks away a few feet, turns around, and bounces her curvy melons with the bra. Even though it didn't take much, Gary's sex drive was set on high.
Showing his gratitude for her ravishing beauty, the older gentleman's cock swells hard.
He walks towards her, and she immediately focuses on his bulge. Savannah licks her lips and pulls out his cock as she kneels down to blow Gary's hard bone. Orally, she attacks his cock, and the man could tell that Savannah was really into pleasing him. From the base of the shaft, she holds Gary's cock and rolls her tongue up. Getting his pogo stick very wet, the man said,
"Yeah, lick that dick, just like that."
Gary encourages her with his naughty words as he leans his head back. His fingers grip the strands of Savannah's hair while he thrusts in her mouth. The brunette gobbles him like lunch meat. Switching her head from side to side, Gary's dick print was showing through the hungry female's cheeks. Since the man was not ready to come yet, he stands his girl up, lifting one of her legs as he kisses on the lady's neck.
"Oh, Gary," Savannah said,
pushing him down on the couch. Spanking her tits with his cock, she brushes those hard nipples across it. A smile takes over Gary's face while watching the ample bosom doll. Moving beside him, she kneels on the couch, cupping his balls while he fucks her tits. Gary couldn't resist. He had to grab Savannah's ass. Going down a little lower, a finger slips inside of her pussy, and then another.
"Oh, yes. Play with my dirty little cunt,"
Savannah tells him, rubbing her sexy stockings.
"I want to tickle your pussy with my tongue,"
Gary said. He gives the girl a big spank on her butt as she gets up. Getting into position,
"That's what I'm talking about. Put it in my face."
Savannah, just as limber as she is busty, walked around to the back of her couch. She caresses Gary's hair before lifting herself up and sliding down to his cock. With her pussy at eye level to Gary, he digs into it like a hungry bear searching for honey.
"Ooh, yes. Chew on my clit,"
Savannah moans as she takes in his big stick. The big titty sugar baby sweat box begins to leak sweet fluid.
"Ah,
Gary, your mouth feels phenomenal.
Wrapping his hands around her waist, he feeds off of Savannah, mopping up her pussy with his tongue. Making sure to catch every bit of her luscious love droplets, Gary takes control. Savannah feels inspired by her lover's mouth to where she deep-throats him and holds it for a few seconds. Twirling her tongue around his shaft, she reaches his dick, and then he makes low sexual groans.
"Yes, baby, suck it good,"
he tells her. The constant sucking forces him to sit up from the couch, which raises Savannah a little bit. Overdosing on the cum that she squirts in his mouth, Gary gets drunk off of her goodness. He moves the shapely beauty over to the side so she can sit on his dick. "Climb aboard, my lady," the hungman said as he slaps his hands on his lap. Squatting on him backwards, Savannah mounts her pussy down to the base of his cock. She holds on to his balls with one hand while groping one of her tits with the other.
"Fuck me, baby,"
Gary said as he pushes the woman on his stick. Leaning forward, she places both of her hands on his knees and bounces. Up and down, the gorgeous sugar baby's pussy eats Gary's dick, getting it sloppy wet.
"Ah, I want you so bad, Gary,"
she shouts while looking back at him. Riding him like a cat in heat, Savannah's body is saturated from all of the sweat. Putting in some serious pussy pouncing work, she fucks the moans out of Gary, and he was surprised.
"Oh yeah, you sexy bitch, fuck me."
Grabbing her hair to slow the hot young babe down, the well-to-do man almost let go of his milky semen.
"Whoa, girl, your pussy feels so..."
Gary couldn't even finish his sentence before Savannah hops off of him and gives the guy a kiss.
"Ooh, you are too much for me, but I like it,"
the man comments. Standing up and close, the couple play with each other until Gary bends Savannah over.
"I want your beautiful ass to slide back and forth on my dick."
Smiling, she grabs his hand and places it on one of her ass cheeks. Gary was still hard as a rock as he slowly moves his big hammer into Savannah's oozing box. With her mouth open wide and eyes closed, she enjoys the deliberate pounding. Gary was beating in a tremendous amount of pleasure into his spoiled girl's cunt with a thick stick.
Ooh, please fuck me harder, Gary,"
the lusty babe begs him. Abiding by her wishes, the older man did just that. He fucked his kinky girlfriend into submission to where her face was stuffed in the pillows.
"Yes, oh yes, don't stop,"
Savannah responds. The fast humping sends a sensational orgasmic rush throughout her body. After giving the girl a minute to collect herself, the dark-haired man slides his penis back into her hot box. This time, Savannah sits up, holding onto the top of the couch in order to bounce backwards. The warm motion had Gary at a standstill, grunting like a beast. He spanks both of her ass cheeks and leans forward. His hands firmly grip the couch as he thrusts inside of her to where she had no choice but to stop moving.
"Oh, pop my pussy, yes,"
she tells him in a forceful manner. Paying her back for the quick way she hopped off of his dick earlier, Gary pulls out right at the climax peak.
"Oh, shit,"
she said. Collapsing on the couch, Savannah holds her hot pussy, rubbing it and moaning.
Oh, yes.
Past the turn-on point, the sugar baby crosses her legs as the pussy muscles continue to pulsate. Gary lifts her up, turning the woman on her back. Then he raises one of her legs up and pushes it back towards the female's head. Savannah's vagina was so wet that it almost drowned out the sounds of her moaning. Trying to reach her G-spot, Gary places one of his feet on the arm of the couch.
"I gotta get to the center," he said.
Savannah pokes her lips out.
"Ooh, ooh,"
she repeats. Her fingers reach down to that clitoris that was peeking out of the vulva lips.
touching the pink hole while Gary keeps banging. The brunette didn't know when she would see her long-distance partner again. Wanting to make sure that her man is satisfied, Savannah tries to change positions and ride him from the front. But her Mr. Moneybags was not ready to give the lady the keys to drive his hot rod just yet.
Gary's clothes were full of sweat marks,
and it was pouring out of his forehead.
"You want me?" he asked Savannah, as the moisture drips down to her chest.
"Yes, I want you,"
he tells her to say it louder while his dick is constantly drilling, digging for cum.
"Get on my pole and swing,"
Gary tells her. The man sits down on the couch again, giving his gorgeous body babe the opportunity to take charge. Slowly, she straddles up and moves her pelvis towards him, rolling her hips.
"Gary, does my pussy feel good?"
"Ooh, yes, baby. Your young cunt feels really fine,"
he said, grabbing a handful of ass. The man pulled Savannah forward to lick her lips. Stroking his cock in her felt so enjoyable that she looks over one of her shoulders, trying to get a great view.
"I'm coming,"
she screams and gyrates at the same time. Holding her waist down, Gary unloads his seed inside of her vagina. Unable to stop, he keeps filling her hole up with his cream.
"Mmm, you are so delicious,"
he said while sucking on her breasts. Once Savannah got up, Gary ends the sex meeting by sticking his finger in her pussy and placing it in Savannah's mouth.
"Ooh, that is a good daddy,"
she said.
"Give me something to remember you by,"
Gary asks his sugar baby.
"I thought I just did,"
she replies. He informs her unless she plans on leaving the state to move in with him, then he needs something else. Thinking for a second, Savannah takes off her bra that had been snuggled under her tits for quite some time. Kneeling on the couch,
"Take a picture of me, Gary, for those lonely, dirty nights,"
Savannah recommends as she passes him her bra.